WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Bryan Fire investigators spent the night looking for clues as to how three city trash trucks were destroyed and two others damaged. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says the trucks were parked near a fence about 25 feet from the city's Municipal Services Center.
Crews got there and found three trucks, the front of them completely involved. Extinguished the fire.
No one was injured, and city officials were working to get replacement trucks to run today's routes. Problems continue at Bluebell Ice Cream. CEO Paul Cruzy posted a video and a statement on the Bluebell website.
We are heartbroken over this situation and apologize to all of our loyal Bluebell fans and customers.
Cruzy also announced a four-point test and hold system before future productions leave the plant.
We do apologize, and we're going to get it right.
Bluebell has issued a voluntary recall of all of its products currently on the market made at all of its facilities. That's after finding Listeria bacteria in half gallons of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream produced on March 17th and 27th. Progress continues on designing the major pieces of the Bryan School District's $132 million issue passed by voters last November.
The school board was told last night by the district's new director of construction services, Jeff Windsor, that they're fitting what needs to be done at the Civic Auditorium within their budget.
We have some acoustical issues, we have some circulation issues, ADA issues, and I think we've come up with some really good ideas to really fix the issues and make it a more usable, friendly environment.
In personnel actions, former Navarro principal and current director of bilingual education, Marilyn Rosas, will retire in September. The board hired Wanda Baker from Cy Fair to start July 1st. And the assistant principal at Mary Catherine Harris, Todd Hopkins, has been promoted to principal on a permanent basis. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County commissioners consider action this morning on a project approved earlier this year with Union Pacific Railroad. The agenda includes acquiring the land needed to extend Greens Prairie Trail west of Welburn Road to INGN Road. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the purchase price for the right-of-way was not available because it's not been presented to the commissioners. In addition to buying land, the court will consider a temporary easement to park construction equipment. In that paperwork, construction will be completed by May 1st of next year. Once that's done, then railroad crossings will be closed off Welburn at Wade and Straub Roads. The Bryan City Council at its last meeting continued an incentive program started last year for companies that build what is considered a mid-size house, something that's still considered to be in short supply. The council took no action on two requests. Mike Sutherland wanted homebuyers to get something.
We give businesses 5 or 10 year property tax rebate, and a house would be about, on our tax, about $1,000 a year. So if you gave them 4 or 5 years rebate, that might really churn us up.
Rafael Pena asked about applying the home builder's incentive to all new homes, regardless of size. The council did expand waiving fees to all new homes, regardless of size, to the parade of homes. More information about the incentive is online at WTAW.com. Texas A&M's annual muster program is this evening, honoring Texas A&M students who have died since last year. This year's speaker is newly elected Congressman Will Hurd of San Antonio, who was the student body president at the time of the bonfire collapse. Tonight's program starts at 7. WTAW News time is 6:10. It's 56 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's 6:11. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
Lots of high cloudiness over the area today, but we'll get some sunshine filtered through those clouds. By late today, there could be a shower, high 75 to 80. Chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm tonight, with lows near 65. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy. There could be some showers and thunderstorms, especially tomorrow afternoon, 80. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, a low of 70. Clouds Thursday, the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm, highs on Thursday around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with the A&M softball team snatching one from LSU in the late innings. A&M baseball gears up to try and get it back on track against UT Arlington. Adrian Peterson looks at the Minnesota Vikings and goes, meh. We'll have more than that on sports coming up at 6:50.
Well, that's better than Josh Hamilton, where his team looks at him and goes, meh. Did you hear the owner of the team had his locker removed from the clubhouse?
No, I hadn't.
Pulled his locker out of the wall.
I hadn't seen that.
Well, and again, he's...
Wow!
Well, Josh is not a Boy Scout. There's no doubt about that.
But to pull the whole locker?
Yeah, well, anyway, that's the way it goes.
I believe that is followed by and tired.
Yeah, so now what time... When did the garbage trucks burn?
9 o'clock last night?
Yeah.
Oh.
Had a friend who had a little private message group. He said, anyone else hear those explosions? And that put up our feelers pretty quick.
Man. Okay.
You got three trucks, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gee whiz. Okay. Well, that will be, as that story unfolds, will be rather interesting. So the new World Trade Center will finally open up to the public on May the 29th. You can ride in one of five sky pods to the top of the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere in under a minute.
Whoa.
Yeah. Experience a 360-degree view of the city. And during the ride, you will be presented with an animated video showing New York as it evolved throughout its history. From the moment the doors close until they reopen 47 seconds later on the 102nd floor. Are they giving you gum so your ears will pop? A seemingly three-dimensional time-lapse panorama unfolds on three walls of the elevator cabs. And if one were witnessing 515 years of history unfolding at the tip of Manhattan Island. They're going to have, like, dinosaurs roaming?
Oh, come on.
Will Barney be there?
Come on, everybody.
Yeah, all that can be yours for, okay?
$20.
32.
Oh, okay.
32.
Right.
I mean...
I'd call that reasonable.
For 46 seconds?
Yeah. It is what it is.
But again, you're getting a chance to, you know, ride 102 floors in 47 seconds, which is pretty, you know, pretty dramatic. Now, how long do you get to stay up there? That's the other thing. And so I don't know, because what happens if it's foggy? I guess you still get entertained. Well, but I mean that's part of the deal.
It is
if you
what
do
it
the,
is.
You do the skyscraper thing, and you get to go out and look through those telescope things through the fog, which it's still got fog in it. But you get to see a show as you're going up. All right, I mean make your choice. Do what you want. Shoes that grow as you wear them. We'll have that later on this morning. Just let you know.
As the father of a 9-year-old, you have my attention.
Yes, I would imagine so. That's anyhow, and if you need rain, California may have a solution to their drought. Now, they had to look beyond our borders, but for instance, in Bangladesh, they have mock weddings between people and frogs.
Oh, okay.
One farmer said after the... No, they married... Wait, that's not right. It's two frogs getting married. It's not a person and a frog. Okay.
Oh.
It's two frogs getting married. After the mock frog weddings, apparently it rains within hours, reportedly.
Well, see, but it was California, so that almost made sense.
Information. You're
people
right.
People marrying frogs.
I guess that's probably
that
right.
Wasn't too far out there.
No, that's true, because it is California.
As long as it's not two male frogs.
Well, no, it could be that. And they could smoke some dope while they're doing it.
In Colorado. Oh,
it does seem appropriate they'd be looking to third world countries for their answers.
Ready to trade in your old car for something new? Tom Light Chevrolet is your official Auto Trader trade-in marketplace dealership. Ask us about getting an instant cash offer for your car, backed by Auto Trader. You can use the offer toward a trade-in or just walk away with a nice check. Hi, I'm Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and we're always focused on making your buying experience easier. The Auto Trader trade-in marketplace is another way we make buying easy. Getting the most for your trade-in has never been easier, and it's perfect for our no-pressure, no no-hassle philosophy at Tom Light Chevrolet. Ask for me, Bubba Dixon, and let me earn your business. We have the largest selection of new Chevys in the Brazos Valley, and once you see our pricing, you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us at North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 617. Caller with an interesting idea. I wonder if that $32 elevator ride is one way.
Oh, maybe stick you on the way back.
Maybe you get to walk down.
Yeah.
No.
Better than walking
crazy,
up.
Crazy slide?
No. So, yeah. See, for me, walking up is easy. Walking down hurts.
Crazy slide. I like that. Yeah. Whee!
Okay, I'm done. Can I get off?
Ah! No kidding. All right. It's kindergarten day. Yeah, we fit in. It's, just saying, it's Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day.
Yes,
no,
they are.
No, they're
yes,
not.
Yes, they
not
are.
Today or any other day.
They're ugly pretty.
They're asthmatics.
It's National Surprise Drug Test Day. If you'll recall, yesterday was Pot Smokers Day, so just saying.
Ta-da!
Yeah, and it's a chocolate-covered cashews day. And as we've told you before, the shell of the cashew nut is poisonous.
Yeah, it'll kill you.
Not good for you. All right, we got the birthday.
Robbie Amell is 27 years old from the new Flash series. Tony Romo, 35 years old, the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. James McAvoy is 36. He's played Professor X in a lot of the X-Men movies. Rob Riggle is 45 from SNL and The Daily Show, and he was the guy that arrested and punched Zach Galifianakis in the face in the Hangover movie.
Oh, okay.
That's how I remember him.
Here you are.
Nicole Sullivan is 45 from Mad TV, and she's also in King of Queens. Robert Smith from The Cure is freaky and 56. Andy McDowell is 57. Brutus the Barber Beefcake from the WWF back in the 80s is 58. Was in a freak paragliding accident. Somebody hit him in the face and broke his face, and he had to retire.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in the bio thing. I was like, okay. Mm. Tony Danza is 64. Mm. Gary Condit, remember him?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Chandra Levy?
Yep. 67 years old. Iggy Pop is 68. Charles Grodin is 80.
I find him fun. I didn't know he's that old.
I didn't either, and I find him terribly funny as well.
Yeah, he's quite good.
Yeah. And Her Royal Majesty, the Queen Elizabeth II, is 89.
Wow.
And I thought she was older.
Yeah, well, you know. She wears a hat every day, you know.
And an amazing driver.
What?
That's what she did. During the war, she repaired cars.
Yeah.
And she likes to drive herself.
Yeah.
And other heads of state, which sort of freaks them out.
Definitely excellent driver, definitely an excellent driver.
They did, like, didn't they do a PBS show on her and some sort of a biography? And, yeah, she did. She used to drive her Range Rover all over the... maybe she still does. You're
she
right.
She drives herself. Wow. That's something Hillary doesn't do.
The truth. And nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
ISIS is back in the headlines in another brutal, barbaric video. ISIS terrorists in Libya executed Christian Ethiopian men. About 15 men beheaded with about the same number shot. And just a few months ago, 15 Christians were beheaded by ISIS on a beach in Libya, prompting Egypt to launch airstrikes. On the latest video, a mass terrorist warns you will not have safety even in your own dreams until you embrace Islam. Now, did the administration mention radical Islamists did this? No. What strategy can you possibly have if you do not recognize who your enemy is? Can somebody please, please, pretty please explain that to me?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And now another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man told his wife he was losing his grip on reality, and the best way to reclaim it was to go to Golfsmith for their fitting days going on now. There, he was custom fit for the latest clubs like Ping G30 Irons and the Cobra Fly Z Driver. Now he's got a better grip on his game and is winning every round he plays against his three imaginary friends. Get fit during Golfsmith fitting days. It's free, it's fast, it's fundamental. Golfsmith, anything for golf.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-224-9648. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-224-9648. That's 1-800-224-9648.
There are some things you can rely on this time of year. The days will get longer, the weather warmer, and Batteries Plus bulbs will have the exact Duracell Ultra motorcycle, lawn and garden, and marine batteries you need to get the season started right. In fact, if you need any kind of battery for the outdoors, you'll find it inside our doors. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
Right now at Batteries Plus Bulb, save $10 on Duracell Ultra Power Sport batteries after mail-in rebate. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
I'm Jennifer Koshinko with Your Money Now. Sony has unveiled a high-end flagship smartphone. The 5.2-inch Xperia Z4 comes after the company confirmed thousands of job cuts in its mobile division earlier this year. It also says it will reduce the number of smartphone models it will release in an effort to boost profits. Japanese Prime Minister Abe says Tokyo and Washington are near an agreement on a major Pacific Free Trade Pact, a deal that would help advance President Obama's economic agenda and tighten ties between the two allies as they seek to counter China's growing influence. Mississippi state and federal officials overseeing $1 billion provided by BP to spur recovery from the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill are proposing another 10 projects totaling $134 million. About $700 million to repair environmental damage and enhance recreational access has been allocated previously, although some of that work has yet to begin. The latest projects were announced on the fifth anniversary of the spill. And that's Your Money Now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-9510 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-9510. 800-600-9510.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
The Purse is the Brazos Valley's best girls' night out, Friday, April 24th at the College Station Hilton. Designer handbags, jewelry, and more modeled by handsome, heroic Aggie veterans. Hors d'oeuvres and happy hour, live and silent auction benefiting the Brazos Valley Rehab Center. Reservations are $40 and available online at easterseals.com/east-texas. Join us at the Power of the Purse and get carried away.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. I by no means want to come off as curmudgeonly, but I have an issue that I'd like to address. If you are standing in line for anything, the grocery store, to pay your Suddenlink bill, you're going to pay for your order at CopyBridge, get off the phone! Don't tell people, hold on, get off the phone, it's rude! And we, I do mean the collective we, don't like you when you do it. Unless you're getting something for a woman in labor and she's on the phone telling you what she wants, get off the phone! Hang it up. I've even seen signs on store windows that say, "We promise not to interrupt you by taking your order while you're on the phone." I'm a big fan of these places, but it still doesn't work because not enough places do that. To this end, I propose we all gang up and do something about it. Now, I don't advocate violence, although a shot in the mush for some of these people has crossed my mind. We can't do that. So, I think if we collectively commit to doing this, it could possibly work as a society. The next time someone is in line on the phone, look around. kind of brush your finger across your nose, kind of like they did in the movie The Sting. If you get the same reply back, look for other people. If it turns out there's a good-sized group, then just start talking to one another and gradually get louder and louder and louder and louder until it becomes almost impossible for that person to talk on the phone. In essence, making the drowner become the drownee. Now, I know this is rather passive-aggressive, or maybe it's even regular-aggressive, but I think it could work and get the point across. Almost everyone's guilty of this, me included, but I have made a concerted effort to never do it again. To that end, put your hand on the radio and repeat, / swear to this, the almighty deity of cell phones, that I will never, ever do that again. And when given the opportunity, I will be a loud, proud purveyor of noise to those that do. So help me, AT&T. And if you're in a car driving, don't even think about calling or texting your friend about this. I've been told this is a great idea. Nothing I've ever said in my whole entire life couldn't wait. Just ask my mom.
And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps, a full-service gun shop including some smithing work. They'll color your guns if you want to with Cerakoting, a full selection of suppressors, the biggest one in the Brazos Valley, actually, automatic knives, tack gear, and of course, they've got guns. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com. Or they're on Texas Avenue in College Station across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Action Sports is introducing the 2015 Kawasaki Strong Mule Pro FTX, the fastest, most powerful mule side-by-side ever. Whether pushing the limits out on the toughest terrain or helping to carry the load on your property or worksite, these off-road vehicles will get the job done. The Mule Pro FTX features a convertible 3-6 passenger Transcam and a full-ton towing capacity. And all 2015 Kawasaki Strong side-by-sides come standard with a factory 3-year warranty. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at ActionSportsTX.com.
That's not right. That No.
That only happens occasionally.
That's not right. I have another program to do.
Yes, so, you do.
Yeah.
And it's in the folder now, which is what I was coming to tell you.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right. Yes. All right. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast first, and it's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give a call to 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, how about... You say it's in there, huh?
Yeah, don't use the rotator. Use the actual file.
Oh, okay.
Just for now.
Okay, I got it. All right, okay. We'll do that. All right. Anyway, all right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Temp's going to be okay today. Sorry, we lose the north winds, which were pretty, pretty pleasant yesterday if you were out doing stuff. It was nice to kind of be outside. Look for a high temperature today. Probably right around 78 degrees. Winds out of the south at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then tonight, slight chance of some showers at about 10%, something like that. Wednesday, we're up to 30%. And then looks like Friday right now is our cash-in day as far as the showers are concerned. 83 for a high temperature with a 60% chance of showers. And currently, we've got 75 degrees. Winds for the time being out of the northeast, but they'll shift around onto the south later on today. And we're looking at 56 degrees.
Spring is here, and so is the BCS Home Builders Association's 2015 Spring Parade of Homes, sponsored by James Conant Fireplaces and Insulation and Guarantee Bank and Trust. The parade begins Saturday and Sunday, April 25th and 26th, and finishes May 2nd and 3rd. Find your new home or come out to see the new trends in home products, construction, and design. Builders and their representatives can visit with you about purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes map can be found at bcsbuilders.org. In the Eagle newspaper and theeagle.com. Don't forget the Spring Parade of Homes, April 25th and 26th, then May 2nd and 3rd.
One of the reasons people have such a tough time finding happiness in life is because our brains just aren't wired that way. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, or have years of unfiled tax returns? Perhaps you're receiving threatening letters, having your wages garnished, or visited by a revenue officer who has the power to close your business, and even file criminal charges. This is why you need protection and expert representation from the professionals at 911 Tax Relief. Our highly accredited team of expert tax professionals have over 40 years combined experience negotiating with the IRS and state for the best possible settlements allowed by law. We can stop liens, levies, protect your savings, and your business. Call now and find out if you qualify for recently released programs designed to provide struggling taxpayers significant relief and potentially having up to 85% taken off the amount you owe. We will review your case for free and give you a guaranteed fixed quote to settle your case. No games, just the best representation possible. Call now, 800-347-9637, 800-347-9637, 800-347-9637.
It's safe to assume that most of us want to be happy. So what is happiness?
Happiness is really that deep, sustained sense of fulfillment that you get from living a good, virtuous, and meaningful life.
Dr. Amit Sood, author of the Mayo Clinic Handbook for Happiness, says happiness is often difficult to find because of the way we're wired.
I think the main difficulty is that our brain was not designed to be happy. We evolved during a time when our brain was obsessed with survival and safety, and now we have asked this brain to deliver peace and happiness. And brain was inherently not designed for that. And that is why we struggle with finding happiness, and when we chase things that we believe will give us happiness, they don't. We chase material pleasures, we chase success, we chase fame, and all those things last for a very short period of time.
The human mind also does some other things that get in the way of happiness.
Like we discount the good, we inflate the bad, we spend so much time mind wandering, we compare ourselves with others, and many more.
You might think that the source of happiness is different for different people, but Dr. Sood says that's not really true.
The greatest happiness you will find at the end of the day will be with connecting with people. Whether or not you are an extrovert or introvert, studies show both are helped by connection, by caring for people, and by creating something interesting.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Three City of Bryan trash trucks were destroyed and two others damaged by fire last night. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says no one was injured, and investigators spent the night outside the city's Municipal Services Center, where the trucks were parked about 25 feet from the building.
A call came in from somebody passing by. This was toward the back of the lot. They thought that it was the building. It was not, obviously. So we sent a response typically to a building fire, and that includes four engines, ladder, an ambulance, and a battalion chief.
The city officials worked to get replacement trucks to run today's routes. Testing of Bluebell ice cream continues to turn up the Listeria bacteria.
Ice cream is a joy and a pleasure to eat. It certainly is for me, and I do it every day. And it should never be a cause for concern.
CEO Paul Cruzy posted a video on the Bluebell website, along with notice of a voluntary recall of all of its products.
Our entire history has been dedicated to making the very best and highest quality ice cream we possibly could, and we're committed to fixing the problem.
Cruzy announced a four-point test and hold system that will test products before they leave their facilities. Major changes are in store for some of the projects approved in last November's Bryan School Bond issue.
Bryan ISD's new Director of Construction Services, Jeff Windsor, told the school board last night about design changes to the new Sol Ross Elementary.
Which meant we pretty much redid the whole thing.
Responding to taxpayer inquiries, Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the front of the new Sol Ross will be facing towards the intersection of Villa Maria and Briarcrest.
You know, as that Villa Maria kind of curves from Bryan Collegiate and curves in, that's the direction it will face. It's not going to go toward Carter Creek.
Dr. Wallace says he's also had inquiries about the new enclosed courtyard at Rutter High School.
We're not going to have students going outside, going from the commons, if you will, outside to the cafeteria. And that's what we told the voters. That's what they voted on.
Ann Windsor says designing and where to locate the expansion at Davila has also been a challenge.
We were struggling between a two-story and a one-story. I think we finally solved that problem.
In other business, the board promoted Todd Hopkins as principal at Mary Catherine Harris and hired a new director of bilingual education to take over when Marilyn Rosas retires in September. Wanda Baker from the Cy-Fair District starts July 1st. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
By May 1st of next year, motorists in the Welburn area may have a new way to get around. This morning's Brazos County Commissioner's agenda includes purchasing the land for an extension of Greens Prairie Trail between Welburn Road and INGN Road. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the purchase price will be revealed during the meeting, along with the cost of a temporary easement to park construction equipment. Peters says once land is purchased, the county can work out building a new intersection at Welburn and Greens Prairie Trail with TxDOT and the City of College Station. Union Pacific Railroad is paying for the crossing as part of a deal that will close crossings off Welburn at Straub and Wade Roads associated with a side rail that's nearly 2 miles long. Just in time for this weekend's Spring Parade of Homes, participating home builders can get an incentive from the City of Bryan. The City Council recently expanded waiving entry fees for all new homes, something sought by the city's business and development liaison, Frank Clark.
And why not have some 1,200-square-foot parade homes over, you know, off Martin Luther King?
Last year, the Parade of Homes incentive applied only to mid-sized homes, a range considered to be in short supply. But the council did not expand waiving fees for building permits and tapping water and sewer lines beyond mid-sized homes, something sought by Rafael Pena.
Not everyone can afford a 2,200 to 3,000-square-foot house. Maybe someone can afford a 1,200-square-foot house.
Pena also wanted to know if home builders getting city rebates on new homes were passing the savings on to home buyers.
He can pass it on to the homeowner if he chooses to. In a good market like today, he may not have to.
In the first year of the incentive, 76 mid-sized homes were built compared to 27 the year before. 30 home builders received rebates, 7 of them new to Bryan. Online at WTAW.com is more information about the incentives. This afternoon, you're invited to a reception honoring the promotion of 4 College Station police officers. The come-and-go event starts at 4 in City Council Chambers. The officers who began their new assignments yesterday are Assistant Chief Chuck Flieger, Lieutenant Thomas Brown, Sergeant Kenneth Petterite, and Sergeant Stephen Taylor. A reminder that Texas A&M's annual muster program is tonight at 7 at Reed Arena. Doors open at 5. A&M's student body president at the time of the bonfire collapse, newly elected Congressman Will Hurd of San Antonio, is this year's speaker. For those new to Aggieland, muster honors A&M students who have died during the last 12 months. More information about the muster program and associated events during the day is online at muster.tamu.edu. WTAW News Time approaching 6:38. It's 55 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Spring is here, and so is the BCS Home Builders Association's 2015 Spring Parade of Homes, sponsored by James Conant Fireplaces and Insulation and Guarantee Bank and Trust. The parade begins Saturday and Sunday, April 25th and 26th, and finishes May 2nd and 3rd. Find your new home or come out to see the new trends in home products, construction, and design. Builders and their representatives can visit with you about purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes map can be found at bcsbuilders.org, in the Eagle newspaper, and theeagle.com. Don't forget, the Spring Parade of Homes, April 25th and 26th, then May 2nd and 3rd.
Responsive, prompt, experienced. These are the qualities you want in a plumbing service. So remember this name, Holman's Quality Plumbing. Holman's has experienced plumbers who specialize in 24-hour emergency service, leak detection, and tankless water heaters. Looking to remodel? Holman's fully functional kitchen and bath showroom is coming soon. Holman's Quality Plumbing is quality plumbing by quality plumbers. For residential and commercial service, call 777-0178 or click HolmanPlumbing.com.
It's time to golf for Special Olympics. Howdy, I'm Coach Gary Blair, asking you to join me for the 12th annual Coach Blair Charity Celebrity Golf Classic, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Save Friday, May the 8th for golf at Traditions. Go to CoachBlairCharities.org to sign up. Special thanks to Mac Resource, Chili Fest, BB&T, Jack Hilliard Distributing, KBTX, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's us.
Considerable cloudiness across the area today in the upper parts of the atmosphere, and those high clouds may filter out some of our sunshine. By late today, there could be a shower, high 75 to 80. Clouds night, the risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm overnight, 65. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, chance of showers or a thunderstorm, highs up around 80. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night, 70. Showers, thunderstorms Thursday, highs close to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the most important game of the year is Tuesday. I mean, well, I'm not going to focus on next weekend. We need to.
Next weekend's LSU.
Everybody else is.
Yeah. They've got UT Arlington in town. We'll have more on A&M baseball. A&M softball steals one from LSU last night. We'll do that all and more in sports in 10.
Tonight would be what you'd call it, or today, since it's at 2 o'clock, would be called a trap game.
Exactly what it is.
If you're not careful, you could embarrass yourself, so we'll see what happens. But most everybody's thinking about Thursday.
Every other time that A&M's come off a loss, they've pretty much annihilated the next team.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen again. Well, the only thing that's slimming down in Chris Christie's world are his poll numbers. he's down to 38% approval rating. That is the lowest ever compared to a 56% who disapprove. Voters gave him the lowest marks for handling of the state budget, education, the economy, and jobs, and didn't even mention the bridge kerfuffle. I mean, that's not even on the radar screen anymore. Here's the other thing. New Jersey's credit rating downgraded for the 9th time since he took office. So that's not going well. Yeah, expect that to not go well. Jeb Bush is going to visit three U.S. allies, Germany, Poland, and Estonia, in early June to get a firsthand look at the European economy and the security issues as he decides whether or not to formally enter the 2016 White House race. The announcement is seen as yet another example of how foreign policy will play a major role in next year's election.
Which is unusual.
Yeah. By the way, and, you know, we don't pay attention to it because it's not here. It's across the pond. It's way over there. But things are not good in the EU, the European Union. Greece wants more money. Gimme, gimme, gimme. From the International Monetary Fund, and they said, well, you already owe money, and you can't promise to pay it back, so why should we give you more money? To which Greece is going, well, we may just pull out of the EU then. Well, that could happen. Probably wouldn't be good. That could be a linchpin that would make that whole thing crumble. So, but again, that's far away. All I know is you get better prices going to Europe on airplanes now than you have in the past.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that a little later on. Airfares every place going down. So yesterday, Hillary Clinton talked about the tax code, kind of. She said she'd consider changes to the U.S. tax code to reward companies that produce goods and services as opposed to trading.
What?
Yes.
I don't care.
During a visit to a family-owned business in New Hampshire, she said, quote, I think that what we have to do is look at the whole tax system and try to figure out what is an economic investment as opposed to one without economic purpose, because there are a lot of those where people are just basically playing games. She said, I want to do everything I can to support goods and real services and take a really good look at what now is being done in the trading world. Well, that is a revolutionary point of view, isn't it?
Why are you picking winners and losers? Why is that your job?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it isn't hers yet, thank goodness.
No. Yeah, boy, no kidding.
You said her name again, though.
Well, I know, but, you know, it's to make fun of her. So it's well, again, this is, I mean, you want to be that obtuse about something like taxes. You know what? It is the 21st of April. A week ago, there were people gnashing their teeth and chewing on pencils.
One of the best ideas I heard was to hold elections on April 16th.
Oh, I think it'd be a wonderful idea.
Brilliant.
Yeah, be a great idea. But, I mean, there she is kind of going, oh, well, we need to look. Yeah, we do. You bet we do. But that's fine.
They're not going to do anything.
No.
They're just not.
Okay, there's a new lottery winner. His name is Scott Walker. The lottery, that would be the billions of dollars that the Koch brothers are going to put in the presidential race.
Yeah, they did kind of throw their hat in his ring.
That's the guy right there. David Koch made the announcement at a fundraiser in New York State Republican Party, according to two people who were there. However, he said that he and his brother would support the party's eventual nominee in the general election, whomever that might be, but they're just wanting to let you know which pony they're a-betting on, so that you know. Speaking of a-betting on, not going to be any of that going on in Texas, again, apparently. You know, as the Senate has gotten to be more and more conservative, That has they've pretty much sounded the clarion that there's not going to be any gambling bills that are going to be coming out of the legislature.
We might could carry a pistol, but don't you go putting a quarter in a slot machine.
No, can't do that. They're going to protect everything. Of course, the people who are buying the protection are the Las Vegas casinos. I mean, you know, that's all there is to
and,
it.
And Nollins.
Yeah, I mean, everybody. They want those Texans to take their money out of here. So we'll see. Yesterday, the House of Representatives gave an okay to legislation that overhauls the way the public corruption cases are handled in the state of Texas. You know, this is the deal under the bill that came to the floor yesterday anyway. Public corruption complaints against high-ranking state officials would no longer go to the Travis County District Attorney's Office. We've talked about all that problem that they had with Rosemary Lumberg. Instead, it'll go to a new white-collar division inside the Texas Rangers, which is also under the Texas Department of Public Safety. Here's the deal, though. When it actually goes to trial, it ends up going back to the home district of the individual. I don't know that we like that necessarily. It's a little uncomfortable. But we'll see how all that shakes out. And apparently the Texas Railroad Commission is going to keep being called the Texas Railroad Commission, even though it has nothing to do with railroads.
Not anymore.
You know, it's a really strange deal. And they're saying, you know, now, and it does make sense on some level, now is the time to change it because we've got more and more people moving to Texas. Guy talked about in testimony about how some little old lady out in Van Alstine was upset because they closed the railroad crossing near her house. And so she calls the Railroad Commission. They said, we can't do anything about it. She's going, huh? What do you mean? It's in your name. So they're looking at Texas Energy Commission. Apparently that's the name they're looking at going to, which, you know, I guess kind of makes sense. But we'll see. Anyway, that's some many doings going on in Austin right now. It's 6:47.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498. Or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 25th, we'll learn about home pest control. Fleas, spiders, scorpions, mosquitoes, wasps, termites. Learn how to control these pests and more this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Without question, the first year in new trees and shrubs' lives will be their most difficult. It's tough making that transition from the sheltered surroundings of a plant farm somewhere to the exposure of a Texas landscape. What might otherwise be a bulletproof performer in our soils and our heat can otherwise succumb to the issues. You hold the key. You are the lifeguard. The first year is critical to your new plants. I'll explain right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. When you set out new plants, you want to start with healthy, vigorous specimens. That's easy to determine. At this time of year, container-grown plants will have all of their roots intact, so they should make the move without blinking. Bald and burlap plants, on the other hand, have been dug with some loss of roots back in the winter. They sometimes suffer setback. Look for plants that have a full complement of leaves that are full-size for the species. That usually won't happen with bald and burlap plants, but come as close as you can. Now, you want to transport your plants home carefully. Pad trees' trunks so they won't be rubbed and damaged by your car trunk. Wrap and secure top growth with an old sheet or a piece of nursery shade fabric. If it's exposed to a 10-mile-an-hour wind on the highway, a tree will burn badly and all the new growth will be lost. Carry it by its soil ball, not by the trunk, and plant it immediately when you get home. Dig the planting hole carefully. It should be no deeper than necessary to accommodate the root ball, but it can be wider. Unless you're preparing the entire planting bed for ground covers or low shrubs, it's usually not necessary to go to heroic proportions by adding peat moss or bark mulch or compost around new trees. They're going to have to grow into that soil anyway. You might as well let them start out there. Water is the critical issue. Water the new plant immediately after you plant it. Water it deeply. Soak the soil ball, and you can add a root stimulator if it's a plant that was dug with some loss of roots. And then remember that for this first summer, your sprinkler system alone will not be sufficient, maybe even for the second summer. The porous soil in which the plant was grown in the nursery will dry out far more quickly than native Texas soils. So your new plant will be dry while all the other established plants around it are still wet. You'll look out in your landscape and your lawn and say, well, I don't think it's time to water yet. Meanwhile, the new plants are crying out for help. Schumard red oaks, live oaks, chinkapin oaks, and Chinese pistachios have very thin bark. Protect their trunks for the first couple of years against sun scald and borer invasion by wrapping them with paper tree wrap from the nursery or the hardware store. This is non-negotiable. New oaks, new Chinese pistachios wrap those trunks from the ground to the lowest limbs. You get one good chance to establish your new tree perfectly vertically, so stake and guy it so it will keep it plumb. You don't want to take a chance because if it tilts, you have to dig and reset it and start everything over again. I'm Neil Sperry, making your patio enjoyable in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Texas Document Solutions.
Mark Henna is general manager of Henna Chevrolet, an 80-year-old family-owned dealership in Austin and a customer of Texas Document Solutions for many, many years.
We make a lot of copies. We have a lot of printing needs, and it really puts a damper in our business when we can't do that.
Texas Document Solutions, a Texas pride, employee-owned company with no 800 numbers.
The responsiveness and the quality of the equipment has been wonderful. It's really nice to know that there's someone we can count on.
They put you in charge.
There's a lot of things I have to worry about in my position, and this is not one of them.
And the benefit?
It helps us do our business quicker, more efficiently.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp Document Solutions. Sharp.
Texas Document Solutions brings us ideas to improve the way we do our business.
That's why they're called a Texas Pride Company. Call 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Honey and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Texas A&M softball team wrapped up a three-game series in Baton Rouge last night as they were looking to steal one from the number one LSU Tigers. With the game tied in the top of the seventh, the Aggies put two on, and freshman shortstop Kristen Coyos unloaded on the Tigers.
1-0 pitch. That's hit to left. Going back. Goodbye! A three-run shot for Kristen Coyos, and the Aggies take the 5-2 lead.
Senior Rachel Fox went the distance, allowing five hits and fanning two, but giving up just one walk in her 19th win of the year as the number 23 A&M softball team won 5-2. Aggies head back out on the road, this time to the Swamplands in Gainesville. They'll face the Florida Gators Friday at 5 o'clock. The number 2 A&M baseball team looks to get back in the winning track as they wrap up at their 9-game homestand with a matinee this afternoon against UT Arlington and the Mavericks. After dropping their first series of the year, Coach Rob Childress sees this game as huge, leading into a big weekend against LSU.
Well, the most important game of the year is Tuesday. I mean, well, I'm not going to focus on next weekend. We need to get this taste out of our mouth on Tuesday. We've got a good UTA team coming in, and we certainly need to play better.
The Maroon and White are 11-1 in midweek games this year, and they have a 16-game midweek win streak dating all the way back to last season. A&M is also 23-0 in non-conference games so far this year. Freshman righty Turner Larkins takes the hill against freshman southpaw Brad Fasser. Pregame is at 1, first pitch at 2:05, and you can catch that on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. We'll take a jump to A&M football, where it's 136 days till A&M kicks off a new season, and A&M wideout Laquiviante Gonzalez has announced via Twitter that he intends to transfer from Texas A&M, saying, quote, "Thank you, Texas A&M University coaches and to fans for believing in me. I thank God for giving me the opportunity to play here, but I have decided to, parentheses, take my talents elsewhere." A move now to the NFL, where a person with knowledge of Adrian Peterson's offseason workouts tells the Associated Press the star running back has decided not to attend Minnesota's spring strength and conditioning programs. Peterson's absence was expected, given his expressed disinterest in returning to the Vikings organization. In Major League Baseball, Luis Valbuena hit a pair of solo shots to give the Houston Astros a 7-5 win over the Mariners last night. Valbuena opened the eighth with a homer to right on a 1-1 pitch. It was his fifth so far this season. The Stros stay in Seattle for a 9-10 start. That game on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. It's the Rangers and D-backs tonight. They'll crank that one up at 8:40, and you can catch that on The Zone HD 95.1-3. On out of the NBA, where the Rockets and Mavs are gearing up for Game 2, and Mavericks coach Rick Carlisle said Dallas has got to do better on defense.
We had mixed results with it. It's something that we have that we can go to. But the basis of your defense is your man defense, and that's really the foundation, and we've got to be solid with it. You know, zone is something we have in the toolbox, but we're working hard at getting our man defense better.
It's the Rockets and Mavs tonight at 8:30. Rockets lead the series 1-0. Spurs and Clippers tomorrow. That game starts at 8:30. In other NBA action, Jimmy Butler poured in 31 points, and the backcourt teammate Derrick Rose scored all 15 of his points in the second half of the Bulls' 91-82 victory over Milwaukee. Butler gave credit to the win to the team's depth.
The game is going to give guys open shots, or when they get to the spot that they want to, at any given night, somebody could score 30 points or have 20 rebounds. I feel like we're so deep, and we have so many guys that do so many things well that when you're doubling and you kick the ball out, guys are going to knock down shots.
Gives the Bulls a 2-0 lead in the first round of the series, which shifts to Milwaukee for Game 3 on Thursday night. And finally, in the NHL, the Anaheim Mighty Ducks have moved on the verge to advance to the second round of the playoffs. The Ducks took a commanding 3-0 lead over Winnipeg by outlasting the Jets 5-4 in overtime last night. And that's been your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations. Kent is back from show and ready for you to see all the new items he's brought back with him. New pieces, new builders, new books to view. Lots and lots of new. Experience the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that will give you years of enjoyment. Custom orders are available too. Stop by today to see all the new pieces Kent has brought back from show. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff.